Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hi, I'm Dave Douglas with Community Comment. Today I want to look at policies on the $5.2 billion annual transportation tax increase we just had. In the unlikely event that some have forgotten, it's including a substantial hike in the car registration cost as well as a 12-cent increase in the gas tax. But it does even more. They tell us it's 12 cents per gallon. In actuality, it could be high as 19 cents per gallon. How? It's a little complicated, but it's important. There's a gas tax swap. It was passed by the legislature and implemented by the California Board of Equalization in 2010. It eliminated the state sales tax, but replaced it with what was supposed to be a revenue-neutral per gallon excise tax. That made it more defensible against Prop 13 and other challenges. Here's the kicker. The tax hike that just came through the legislature within 1 week and the new tax adjust the base excise tax to what it was in July of 2010. Currently, the excise tax is 27.8 cents a gallon, but in July of 2010, it was 35.3 cents a gallon. So as it stands right now, that's a 7 cents per gallon increase on top of the new 12 cents per gallon tax. So we have the 19 cent per gallon increase. And of course, that entire 47 cents per gallon excise tax, that's 35.3 plus 12 cents, will be adjusted annually for inflation starting January 1st of 2020. There's even more. We do what's called cap and trade in California. It's a carbon process that allows for companies to pollute but pay. There are substantial costs to gasoline that are hidden within this. Cap and trade law was just recently challenged, and it was upheld against a Prop 13 challenge as a tax and not a fee. So it's on its way to the Supreme Court, but the law will expire in 2020. What happened is they've checked with the Legislative Analyst Office what would be the impact of various cap and trade to California. Under the less costly scenario, cap and trade would raise gas tax prices by an estimated 15 cents per gallon in 2021. This is over and above what we now pay, increasing to 24 cents by 2031. Under the more costly scenario, cap and trade would raise the gas prices by an estimated 65 cents per gallon, increasing to 73 cents per gallon. More taxes, more fees. As always in Community Comment, those of us that do this really appreciate your feedback and the information that you provide us. That's how some of this came to my attention. So my thanks to KINS Radio, and my thanks to all of you that listen to us on Community Comment. Have a great day.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.